The federal government is making its crackdown on 457 visas a top priority in the final 2 weeks of Parliament. The government's running out of time to get hundreds of bills passed. The Labor caucus will meet today for the second last time before the election amid continuing leadership chatter. New South Wales Origin player Blake Ferguson has been charged with indecent assault. Police allege he assaulted a 23-year-old woman inside a Sydney nightclub. The NRL has dropped him from next week's second State of Origin match, and he's not permitted to play for his own club. US President Barack Obama and his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin have had face-to-face talks on Syria at the G8 summit. They both say they want to end the bloodshed in Syria but cannot agree on how to do it. Russia is opposed to arming the rebels or setting up a no-fly zone, but the pair did agree to push ahead for a peace summit in Geneva. Ecuador's foreign minister says Julian Assange can stay at the country's embassy in London for as long as he likes. Talks between Britain and Ecuador have ended with no breakthrough over the future of the WikiLeaks founder. They've agreed to set up a working group to try to resolve the diplomatic standoff. There's a renewed push in Australia to increase the legal drinking age to 21. Health professionals will present the case at a forum in Canberra today. They say there's compelling scientific evidence to support a move.